Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Hoyt. We are continuing our conversation with pastor and author Dr. Noel White, combining two of my favorite things, basketball and Jesus and faith. The book's entitled Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion, Seeing God's Hand in Multiple Levels of Hoops. Yesterday, we shared some stories at the beginning of the book there, and they were really, really good. If you love basketball and you're a person of faith, you want to go to our website, hopeishere.today.org, and you can check out those three stories he shared from this wonderful book. And today we're going to look at three others, and a big thing in the Bible that God talked about quite often through Jesus is about forgiveness. And you entitled one of the chapters in your book, Dr. White, Forgiveness Wins, and talked some about high school basketball, which, of course, in Kentucky is such a big, big deal. So share with us about that chapter, Forgiveness Wins.
Well, I'm a real fan of high school basketball in Kentucky. As I remember, or think is true, there is no other state that has basketball tournaments that are not divided up into the size of the schools. We have 16 regions here, and the small schools play the big schools. And I've been going for 5 or 6 years for all the games, and my buddy, I call him Butch, he's the head of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association, Julian Tackett, but he's doing a great job. Anyway, if you know anything about Kentucky high school basketball, you know that the high school regional and state tournaments are really highly attended. And in 1961, there was a very important game played at Harrison County. The leading high school for the last 2 or 3 years before that had been Maysville High School. And Maysville had beaten Harrison County in both their games this year, but the regional tournament was played in a full house in Harrison County. The game was very close, and eventually Harrison County went ahead and won by 1 point. But before the game was over, the two leading scorers, first Keller worked for Harrison County, and then Darrell Hill for Maysville, they started elbowing each other going down the floor, and Keller pushed Darrell, and then Darrell hit Keller. The game was over. They threw the ball up in the stands, and someone caught it from Maysville and gave the ball to Darrell. He had kept that ball for 60 years, but he could not forget how he and Keller had gone at each other and how he had hit him and how he did not want that to be something he remembered forever. So he said, I've got to call him. I got to contact him and apologize to him. And so he did. A few weeks later, there was a big meal at Cynthiana, and the children of the coach, their wives, Darrell and Keller, were all there. And Darrell said, I'm sorry that happened. And Keller said, no, it was my fault. I hit you first. And they have now become the best of friends. They contact regularly, and they really care about one another. And so I was interested in these words. When you hold resentment toward another, you are bound to that person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel. Forgiveness is the only way to dissolve that link and get free. And also from Luke's gospel, judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven.
Amen and amen. And I love in that chapter, you talked about Darrell and Keller, that they had an impromptu meeting at Bianchi's restaurant, Cynthiana, and having used to live in Cynthiana, I frequented that place several times, and just a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. So part of just the unique flavor of this wonderful book called Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion, Seeing God's Hand in Multiple Levels of Hoops by Dr. Noel White. Another one you shared called emotional support of managers, and man, they're such a key part of every basketball program, the managers. Share with us about that chapter.
Well, I don't think the average basketball fan ever thinks about the managers. They don't know how important they are to the team and even to the coach. If they are aware of it, most of them are probably aware of Bill Keitley, who was for many years the equipment manager for University of Kentucky. The players all talked about him. It got tough sometimes when the coach were on them. They needed some support, and they saw him as a wise advisor and as a linchpin that holds together Kentucky's basketball history. He was kind of a father figure to them, especially when they were freshmen, someone you could talk with. And it is a big adjustment for an 18-year-old being away from home. But Bill Keitley was a person these players would come to, the coaches would come to receive support and comfort. They said that one coach in particular, his name I can't come up with, who left here and isn't that awful? This is live TV and I'm messing it up.
Rick Pitino.
Tubby Smith. Particularly went down to see Keitley often. But it's interesting to know that even though Keitley is well known, there is another person that's as well known as he in Berea. There's a man named Elman Combs who came to work in the maintenance department. And he was interested in sports, so he eventually took over being responsible for the gymnasium. He was at work every morning at 6 o'clock. He drove the players to all their games. Several athletes had an opportunity to share their experience of playing basketball at Berea College, and most of them mentioned how helpful Elvin Combs had been to them. Sometimes they'd been in trouble and they were about to be kicked out of school and wouldn't be allowed to return, but he would always find a way to get them back in college. And one of them said, Elvin Combs is one of the cornerstones of the whole athletic department. He drove the bus, ran the equipment room, sat on the bench with us at game. He did it all. I don't know of anyone who didn't like him. He never told us we were going to lose. He always said, if you're hitting your shots, you'll come out the winner all right. This part of the support is so important. Leo Buscaglia said, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have been the potential to turn a life around. And James in the Bible said, tell us, you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
So it's good stuff. And what other quote that you shared in that chapter I love by Mark Twain, wisdom is a reward you get for a lifetime of listening when you would have rather talked.
Yeah,
that's so true. I think it's why God gave us two ears and one mouth, that we would listen twice as much as we speak. But unfortunately, most of us don't do a good job of practicing that. But you just tuned in, we're talking with Dr. Noel White. He's got a wonderful book called Inspirational Stories of Basketball and Compassion, Seeing God's Hand in Multiple Levels of Hoops. And the final story that we wanted to take a look at was one that you called The Freedom Man, a guy that was at the University of Kentucky, but unfortunately never really got a chance to get on the court, but has had a big impact with his life since he's left UK.
Yeah, I've become extremely interested in Enes Kanter. He is originally from Turkey. He gave up a lot in order to come here to play. He had played and been paid a little bit of money before he came to UK, and the NCAA said he had been a professional, so they would not allow him to play in University of Kentucky games. But he was the type of man that wanted to give of himself to make things better for others. And there was a player at UK then that wasn't quite getting the job done. His name was Josh Harrelson. And Enos Kanter worked with him and helped him to eventually become a starter. He made the best of every situation. But one thing about Enos Kanter that I particularly appreciate is that he is strongly opposed to what China is doing to kids that make these expensive tennis shoes or basketball shoes that they wear. He is opposed to them not being treated well. He lets that be known. He speaks out. And he is also a person who has compassion for animals we use as food, because he said most people don't know that every day most of our food, without ever thinking about it, where they come from, how it got here and everything, that most of them have suffered and died to get there. He says, I've been thinking a lot about those things, and I've started to learn about our broken food system and the factory farms where thousands and thousands of animals are forced to live in cramped conditions. They can't turn around or spread their wings. He is a man that really has become so concerned about what's going on that he became an American citizen, and he has taken as his last name Freedom. And in the last 2 weeks, I heard that he is seriously considering running for Congress because he wants things to be turned around about how we're relating to China and how his home country of Turkey is also being treated. Elie Wiesel, who was a Jewish man in the concentration camp, said, there may be times when we are powerless to prevent injustice, but there must never be a time when we fail to protest. And that's what Enos Kanter is doing. The scripture says in Deuteronomy, justice and only justice you shall follow, that you may live and inherit the land that your God is giving you.
You also got some other really good quotes there on page 57. If you want to share those, I like that one there by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. there. Share that one.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. wrote, a right delayed is a right denied. And another quote from an anonymous source says, the thoughts of every person are diminished when the rights of one are threatened.
Well, such good stuff. And then you ended that with a couple other verses in Exodus 22:21. You shall not wrong a stranger or oppress him, for you are strangers in the land of Egypt. And then Isaiah 51:17, you said, learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, and plead the case of the widow. So just a great combination of both basketball stories, compassion stories, and Bible verses. Some great quotes there as we shared. Dr. Noel White's been our guest today. Dr. White, if somebody wants to get a copy of this book, what's the best way to do that?
Well, Amazon is the best source to get it. There's several book sources that you can go on the internet and find, but Amazon seems to be the best.
Well, that's going to be a wrap here on Hope Is Here. For Dr. Noel White, I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Are you over 55 looking to increase your strength, endurance, balance, coordination, and more? Fitness for folks over 55 should be more than just stretching and mild workouts. Stronger Life, fitness for people over 55, helps folks do the things that they want and need to do. From lifting heavy packages, grandchildren and pets, to hiking the Inca Trail, created by doctors of physical therapy and led by Stronger Life certified coaches. Group classes are not only effective, but safe. A Stronger Life is a better life, located in Lexington. For more information, visit us online at StrongerLifeHQ.com.